Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary institutions, Mahama Yariga, has been explaining the role he played in discussions towards purchasing some social studies books for senior high schools. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Yariga said no monies were paid as mobilization to clients who applied to supply the books. He spoke with George Ankra.
It even has nothing to do with me. I mean, this is a procurement that was done by the Ministry of Education. And in the procurement contract, ministry promised to give the suppliers a mobilization. And the ministry had discussions with GetFund. It's asking GetFund to raise the mobilization for the suppliers. So it is not 44 as they are indicating. It is the number of suppliers who have come forward asking for their mobilization. And so it is not even up to 40% of the money to be given to them for mobilization. And the money hasn't been given to them because that fund is still in discussions about how to raise the funds for the mobilization.
The story seems to suggest that you were very instrumental in ordering the GetFund authorities to look for the money at all costs. Is that true?
That was after the Director of Finance and Administration met with the GetFund and they discussed how to raise the money. As you know, GetFund Administration is an agency that works around raising funds for the ministry to carry out its program and activities based on the understanding that the ministry will get money into the GetFund account from the 2.5% VAT tax. So when the ministry procured the supply of social studies atlases, they then asked GetFund to raise the mobilization. And then this was based on a discussion between Director of Finance and Administration of the Ministry and the GetFund administrator and his team. And they agreed that there was a need to go ahead and raise the funds to do that. So I simply wrote a letter giving them the go ahead to do what they had discussed and agreed on. So it wasn't me, you know, blowing money. It was a procurement done by the ministry, and the suppliers had a contract, and they were supposed to be given mobilization.
How much is really involved? How much have you paid them, and have they delivered?
Nobody has paid anybody anything. Nobody has been paid a peso.
No mobilization was given to anybody?
No mobilization has been given to anybody. This is just a discussion between the ministry and GetFund about how to raise that money to give to the suppliers. And GetFund is in discussions with financial institutions to raise that money. And I had to give them a letter of authorization asking them to go ahead with that transaction, given that they had met, discussed, and agreed on it.
Why do you think this paper would have to write this story about you?
Well, I'm sure you know what agenda newspapers like Daily Guide already have regarding NDC as a government. So clearly, these are people that we know it is more difficult to get them to speak the truth than it is to even get a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. So I'm not surprised that they have put out such stories.
You mean you have done nothing wrong?
Absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, this is a procurement done by the ministry. The ministry procures textbooks all the time.
And the procurement law process was duly undertaken?
Everything was complied with. And if they have any issues, they can go to public procurement authorities and then conduct an investigation. There was absolute compliance with all the procurement processes. All that was being done when I got involved was when the ministry seemed to be delaying on its commitment to organize the mobilization for them. And our director of finance met with GetFund and they discussed the options available and agreed to go for a facility, which they normally do. I then wrote, giving them the go-ahead to do that. That is all. There's nothing there.
Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary institutions, Mahama Yariga, talking to George Ankra.